and welcome to Sustainability is Sexy, the podcast where we talk about all things sustainable, from regenerative agriculture, alternative to single-use plastic, and everything in between. I'm your host, Liz Murphy, and each episode I will talk to leaders in the sustainability space to provide insights, innovation, and inspiration for all of us to create a healthier planet. On today's episode, I am joined by Brian MacDonald, founder and CEO of M-Porté, providing zero-waste takeout solutions for restaurants. Welcome to the podcast, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you today. I am in the food industry myself, and you know, I'm so passionate about learning and finding solutions to lower the waste in this industry. And especially, I know during this pandemic, it's been such an increase in the takeout waste. So this is an amazing time to learn more about M-Porté, what you guys do, and how the community can support you. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, again, it's super awesome to be here. Yeah, obviously, I guess through the pandemic and everything, it's shot up. So it's getting some more attention. It's pretty great, honestly.
Yeah. And I always like to start a little bit learning about my guest's background. I find that it helps us understand what led you to start your sustainable business. So can you tell me a little bit about where you come from, what your background is, and how that led you to start M-Porté?
Sure. So I grew up in Northern California, a town called Rockland between Sacramento and Tahoe. But I went to high school up there, came down here to San Diego State and got a degree in economics. I did a little bit in the entrepreneurial program. It's called the Zahn Center at San Diego State University. And, you know, had this whole product idea, something around scuba diving, but just getting that little taste for being an entrepreneur and, I don't know, finding something that you really care about is like everything for work, as far as I can tell. So that's kind of how I got into this space. And I've also been in like the financial services industry. I've worked on some technology, software, data products. But to be honest, some of those things don't really spark my interest. So I'd rather be working on something that I give a shit about.
So why do you give a shit about the waste in the restaurant industry?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would really come back to, I was going through a drive-through at Wendy's in San Diego. This is a number of years back. And I reached into the bag. I was driving home. I was trying to grab a couple fries like you do. And the first thing I grabbed was, I believe it was a straw. And then I dove back in and tried to get something else and ended up with a spork. And then I was like, all right, you know, this is kind of ridiculous. And I know I'm not the only person that's like dealing with this all the time. And that's kind of where it came from. And I guess I give a shit just because I live by the beach and I see this stuff washing up on our shores all the time. And it's hard to ignore, and not a whole lot of people are doing something about it.
Are you able to provide me with a little bit of information on any statistics or anything about the impact of takeout containers and, like you said, straws and forks, utensils that come from the restaurant industry? It's obviously going into the ocean, to the landfills. So it's something we need to care about. But if you could give us a little bit of background in that.
Sure. Yeah, I guess Surf Rider Foundation does a really good job of tracking data from other cleanups. So I would point you there, to be honest, as far as like individual statistics. But I know takeout containers are among the top couple things that are found on or I guess food wrappers and all that kind of stuff in general is collectively the number two most collected stuff on beach cleanups, only second to cigarette butts. So, I mean, if you think about it, you know, I guess some people are smoking, some people aren't, but what everyone else is contributing to is everybody eats food. So.
Sisters is San Diego's first zero-waste salon, offering beauty products in bulk and various other supplies for living a zero-waste, intentional lifestyle. Founded by best friends Melissa and Easton in 2010, Sisters Salon takes pride in finding and customizing products with easily recognized ingredients, eliminating toxins, and integrating wellness into your beauty routine. You'll find yourself stepping into an intentional and welcoming experience, and you'll know that your appointment is as impact and toxin-free as possible. Let Sisters make the transition to sustainable beauty an easy one. Mention Sustainability is Sexy during your apothecary purchase and get your containers for free. That's Sisters with an SC Salon and Apothecary in San Diego, and mention Sustainability is Sexy for free containers during your apothecary purchase. So with M-Porté, it's
you know, what I've learned about it so far, and I'm excited to hear more about how it works, but, you know, it's a reusable container program for takeout, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. So, so really how it works as of, I'll tell you how it works today and then how we're hoping to kind of transition in the near future. So how it works today is, we call it the Importe Exchange Program. Essentially, people purchase one of these stainless steel takeout containers. It's leak proof and all that kind of good stuff, about 50 ounces. So it's good enough for a whole meal. And then, so you pay $25 to either us or to one of the restaurants. And then that is now your container, that you can use to take it home, go to the beach, go wherever. And then it's yours until you go to another participating restaurant where you, you drop it off and basically exchange it for another one, again and again and again. And all of our participating restaurants have this same container ready to go, pre-cleaned, sanitized, ready to roll. And you just swap it out to your heart's content. And then, so what we're looking to essentially pivot into is going to be a membership model where it'll be like a few bucks a month, or let's just say you're visiting San Diego for a few days, for a week, month, whatever it is, you know, join the program for a few dollars that month. And then as long as you return the container to any of the other participating restaurants, then you get to do zero waste takeout, you know. And that's kind of where we see it going. Just like we want to make it really simple and easy. We want to make it really simple and easy for people to adopt things like this. So that's where we're going.
Amazing. And do you guys offer anything outside of the containers, or do you have suggestions of how they can, you know, should people also find like utensils and straws and that kind of stuff to go along with it?
Yeah, I guess. So we don't have the utensils and all that kind of stuff right now. I think that that's definitely, you know, a direction that we're going with a handful of different other styles of containers. That's definitely in the general direction. We do have the one style right now, but then I'd say in the next, you know, couple few months, we'll be looking at a couple different manufacturers and suppliers that are like B Corps and stuff like that, that we're going to be, you know, trying to roll out here soon.
Awesome. And where can people find a list of participating restaurants?
So if you go to our website, there's a, you know, a couple links there at the top, and I think it says locations, and you'll see there are 15 participating restaurants, and then there's a, you know, they're mainly in San Diego. We have a couple outliers in North Shore of Oahu and what is it, San Luis Obispo, and then we have some other other vendors like Zero Waste Shops and grocery stores that you can pick up a container to essentially join the program.
And what about for restaurants, if they want to become a participating restaurant, what's that process like?
Yeah, so that process essentially is where, you know, I mean, send us an email, give us a call, or, you know, however it works. And basically, we'll just kind of set them up with a handful of containers, enough that they need to kind of get started. Our minimum right now is 10 containers for a restaurant just to, you know, get it going. And then we'll, you know, pivot and make sure that they have enough as, you know, as time goes on.
That's amazing. It seems... What I'm liking, what I'm hearing, is that it's very accessible for both the consumer and for the restaurants, which I think implementing a program like this and making it widespread to really impact change, it's so important to make it available and accessible to everyone. So this is amazing. I'm so happy to hear about what you're doing.
Thank you.
So if people want to sign up for the program, you said they can go to a restaurant and purchase it there, go to one of the shops and purchase it there, or on your website, right?
That's right. Yeah. So at each of the participating restaurants, we have a QR code set up. So basically, you scan the QR code. You, as of right now, it says join our exchange and the restaurant that you're at. So you pick from the dropdown which restaurant you're currently visiting. And then if you're joining or exchanging for, you know, $0.00, it's exchange. That's just kind of like, so we actually know what's going on in these restaurants and who's using it and how often it's being used. And obviously, it's, you know, we need to track that kind of stuff. But yeah, so we try and keep it easy, touch-free, all that kind of good COVID protocols with the, you know, QR codes and everything. So just trying to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm incredibly excited to see how this expands and, you know, and I'm hoping that people listening to this are encouraged. I highly, highly encourage you to check out the program. And if you are a restaurant owner or you, you know, want some of your favorite restaurants to participate, please, please send them the information on Importe, because I want to see every restaurant in San Diego participating in this program.
I second that.
So something I always ask my guests, do you have a favorite sustainable product or practice you can share with us outside of this amazing program that you're providing to the community?
Yes, absolutely. I think that maybe one of the bigger mind shifts, I guess, that I've had with this is, 'cause it's all how you frame it, right? One of the first things I did was the brush with bamboo. And so a toothbrush instead of a plastic one, because I you know, saw somewhere that every single plastic toothbrush that you've ever used ends up in a landfill, and a lot of them, you know, don't end up that, you know, that's best case scenario. So using the bamboo stuff is actually really cool. And then I've even gotten into Bite, which is another, it's basically like little tablets. It almost looks like a pill that you bite into, and that turns into, your toothpaste, you know, with water and everything like that. It's really awesome. And zero waste toothbrush. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, those are both amazing suggestions. That was one of the first things that I switched over as well, was to a bamboo toothbrush and to the toothpaste tablets. Because I find that when, you know, it can be very overwhelming to try and change your mindset and start changing all these areas of your life over to more sustainable practices. So I'd like to suggest to people to take it one area at a time, and starting with your bathroom routine or just your dental routine is such a great way to do it. And then when you're ready, you take the next step and maybe look at your shower products, and the next step, look at your dish products. And it's just one by one. But I also started with the bamboo toothbrush and the tooth tab. So that's perfect.
Yeah. And I will warn people, if it's your first time using a bamboo toothbrush, I mean, if you've ever had braces, it's always like, you know, oh, this feels a little bit odd at first, but then, I mean, you get used to it. Like I don't notice it anymore at all. So just a warning for all those people that are like looking to finally, you know, make a change like this, stick with it, because everything's normal as long as you keep using it. So.
Yep. Exactly. It just takes time.
Yep.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
What would I share with the listeners? I mean, just on that same vein, is just, I guess, take a look at some of the daily things that you do, where if it's brushing your teeth or going to get some food or something like that, it's just, look critically at what you're doing and what maybe other people are doing every day. Like, there's little changes that you can make all the time, and it's all the importance in the world. So just got to keep plugging, keep trying, find new ways to do it. So, it's an exciting space to be in, and there's going to be a whole lot more innovations coming out, and it's only going to get better for all of us. So it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I personally am so very excited to see what Emporte has in store, and to see it grow. So thank you so, so much for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz. Thanks for having me. Wonderful to be here. Appreciate you.
You can find more information on Instagram at emporteco, that's M-P-O-R-T-E-C-O, and online at emporteco.com. As always, all of the resources and brands mentioned on today's podcast will be linked for your reference. And until next time, I'm Liz Murphy, your sustainability love from San Diego.
Sustainability is Sexy is a nonprofit organization located in San Diego, California, focused on inspiring and driving innovation within our community to create real change. Learn more at sustainabilityissexy.org and find out how you can be involved.